Spokesperson Promise Mukwananzi of Tajamu Kasese Jikile campaign, comprising 40 different organizations and thousands of individuals, filed the Constitutional Court application today. Mukwananzi, who claimed that he personally filed the application, said Tajamu Kasese Jikile campaign is arguing that at 92, the president is not capable of carrying out his work due to his advanced age. He said they are further claiming that the president is currently failing to properly execute some of his duties as stipulated in Zimbabwe's constitution. Studio 7 was unable to get details of the court application, and court officials referred all questions to the clerk of court, who was not available for comment.
We have today filed an application with the Constitutional Court of Zimbabwe, where we are demanding the immediate resignation of President Mugabe. The grounds of that Constitutional Court application are, number one, his dismal failure to uphold his responsibility in terms of the Constitution, in terms of Section 89 and Section 50 of the Zimbabwean Constitution, where the President is obliged to uphold the rule of law, to protect citizens, and to unite citizens. And there are statements which the President has made, which are contrary to the duties that are in the Constitution. We have also cited the advanced age of the President, the failure of his government, and questioned his continued fitness as the incumbent President of Zimbabwe. We are doing this application as hashtag Tajamuka.
Indications are that Tajamu Kasese Jikile campaign did not hire lawyers to file the application. Jacob Mafume, a Harare-based attorney and member of the People's Democratic Party led by Tendai Biti, said individuals have the right to file cases in the Constitutional Court.
Technically, any person can approach the Court of Zimbabwe to make a court application in their individual capacity. It's their constitutional right. Access to the courts and to judicial services is a constitutional right. But however, the process is can at times be highly technical, and at times needs to have the services of a lawyer to be able to understand the complexities of issues, especially if one is going to be approaching the Constitutional Court on matters that are complex. The Constitutional Court has issued rules that people must abide by. There are norms how arguments are made and how you are going to make them in the courts. Normally, it is advised that you get lawyers to represent you. Otherwise, you might lose a good case, not because you don't have a good case, but simply because you have failed to be competent. Of course, the courts, if it's a self-actor, as they call them, try to assist and help, but they can only go so far in helping an individual make their case, because they have to judge. They don't make the case for you.
Mafume contends that it will be a mammoth task to force the president to step down through such a constitutional challenge.
What happens is that an impeachment procedure is followed, which takes the route of parliament, and parliament itself turns itself into a court that will look at breaches of the constitution by the executive or by the president, as they are alleged, rather than going to the courts per se. So it is a very complex application. It is not a normal application. First of all, because you have to allege which part of the constitution or which part of the law the president has breached. And once you allege that, you then prove it, and then you have to convince the courts that they have to interfere in between electoral cycles, because normally they'll say election deals with issues of non-performance. So it has to be a flagrant breach of the constitution or a ground that is set in the constitution. You know, if the president falls ill, is incapacitated, or is insane. I think there is a section in the constitution that deals with these issues. Other breaches, one has to follow the vote of no confidence in parliament, the two-thirds majority, and so forth, or an impeachment procedure in terms of dealing with the president. Then in this case, they are arguing that the issue of old age, a problem with our constitution, it is a lower limit. You can be young, you can be too young to be a president. But in the wisdom or lack thereof of the drafters of our current constitution, they did not include an upper age limit like the Chinese constitution, where they prohibit somebody who is above 70 to be the head of state or the president. There is no upper limit in our circumstances, and then that then gives a problem in trying to define how old is old. Mugabe describes himself as a young old man.
Danford Ngadziwore, another member of the Jamuka Sisi Jikile campaign, told Studio 7 that the Constitutional Court is just one of the several options they are taking to ensure that the president steps down.
Whatever the court outcome, we have many friends, many battles we are going to fight with ZANU-PF. And I believe if the court decided to set aside our case, we have no problem. But we have other means to make sure that Mugabe resigns. And that means we have to make sure that we are going to mobilize all youth across the country. And we also make sure that we are continuing with all the protests which have been happening in Zimbabwe so that Mugabe steps down.
The campaign group and other activists have been holding a series of protests calling on President Mugabe to step down for allegedly ruining the economy, gross abuse of human rights, and failure to address corruption gripping in the country. Section 96 of Zimbabwe's constitution clearly stipulates that the president may resign his or her office by written notice to the Speaker of Parliament. Section 97 of the country's supreme law further stipulates that the president can be removed from office through a joint resolution passed by at least one half of the total members of parliament. The president can also be removed from office for serious misconduct, failure to obey, uphold, or defend the constitution, willful violation of the constitution, and or inability to perform the functions of the office because of physical or mental incapacity. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.